Hello, my friend, and welcome to this special eclipse season talk and chat, energy update, a little bit of my personal feelings and takeaways, all of the energy, all of the intuitive predictions that you need to be aware of as we move into this eclipse season together. And I would also like to formally invite you to my 4-day eclipse challenge leading up to the total solar eclipse in Aries, April 8th. It's a Monday. We will be going from Friday, Saturday, Sunday into the total solar eclipse on Monday. It is going to be big and beautiful, huge transformational energy. All of the details will be in the show notes. It is available for Wild Mind subscribers. Hundreds of you have already signed up for this. It is big. I would love to support you. So let's get into a little bit about eclipse season. We have this powerful time. Eclipse season happens twice a year. We are familiar with this. Typically, you can track this, and there may have been shakeups and breakthroughs and different things over the years that have happened during this stretch of eclipse season. This particular eclipse season is talked about more because of the total solar eclipse in Aries, which will be a once-in-a-lifetime event that a lot of the United States will be able to see this eclipse for an extended period of time that is quite rare. So it's exciting to have this eclipse season, the spring energy. There's a lot here to work with. And it's been interesting to see the takeaways. Some people feel this is very chaotic, that it's not the best sign that we have so much going on, and then other people feel very excited by it. So I thought that I would kind of drop in, give you a little bit of insight as to where I'm at with the eclipse season, what I recommend for you, how to move into this in a way that feels right for you. And that's really it. Everyone has a different belief around eclipse season, a different way of working with it. The energy is very important. You want to go with what feels good to you. So listen to this, take what feels aligned, leave what doesn't, but I think it's worth talking about. So this particular eclipse season, we had the spring equinox, depending on where you are in the world. We have this beautiful energy around change, around nature coming alive, awakening once again. That is such sacred, hopeful energy to move through. We recently had the lunar eclipse, and that is also very powerful. And then building towards this total solar eclipse. And what do these words mean? What does it all mean? This is really an astrological event in which we have the lunar eclipse may appear red, the total solar eclipse. We're going to have that sun-moon collaboration where we see a darkness and it's very exciting. So these are really moon cycle based events that happen again twice a year. It can be partial, it can be full. And why it is associated with such chaos or shake up energy is because it's rare, it's out of the norm, it's different, it's unique. It's a time where the energy is very much charged. There is this sense of power and potential there that anything can happen, anything is possible, which is pretty exciting. It can also be very scary. With the total solar eclipse, the Greeks feared this. They believed that it was a terrible sign that the gods had turned on them and that the sun was stolen from them and it may never come back. So there is some ancestral fear here that may be present as to what does this all mean? Am I going to be okay? Is the sun and light ever coming back to me? But also the Navajo, and there's a lot of tradition there where this was a sacred event, where this was something that was beautiful, was celebrated, that the sun and the moon almost had this meeting, this pack together. And the Navajo believed it was a time to turn inward, to go inside, to not actually witness the eclipse, not watch it. It was really important to give space to the earth to have that time. It was very sacred. So we have a lot of different traditions, a lot of different feelings about it. And as we have become more aware of astrology now, there are a lot of different beliefs today, and everyone feels that their way is often the right way. So it's important to kind of know all of the information and again, go with what feels good to you. So what I am doing this eclipse season, what I have done in different eclipse seasons, is I have taken this as an opportunity to surrender. What is beautiful about this time is that it is filled with energy. It is filled with so much power, and I can feel that, and hopefully you can feel that too. And it is known for its shakeups, for its revelations. It's almost like someone takes our snow globe that we are living in and shakes it up, and suddenly when the snowflakes fall to the bottom, we're in a completely different place. We didn't expect it. And while that feels very scary to a lot of people, and it is scary at times to be so out of control, it's also very exciting because we can go places that we may not have realized or expected. I have always shared that manifestation is the process of co-creating. You are not the sole creator. You are not manifesting your life alone. That would be wonderful to be able to do things exactly as we want to do, but at the same time, we don't always have the answers. So we do need that higher power that we are co-creating with to point us in the right direction, to take us to places that are even more magnificent and expansive than we could have imagined. And that to me is the essence of eclipse season. I believe that higher power comes in supercharged during this time to point us in the right direction and say, you've done the work, you started the new year with your goals and your intentions, and you've been building. And now as the dust of that has kind of settled, I believe that higher power comes in and says, let me take over here. Let me point you in the right direction. Let me pick you up and put you on the path that you are meant to go on. So I look at this as such a hopeful time. And it's also not random. We have this season change, which is known for shifts and new routines and fresh energy and cleansing and clearing. And now we have eclipse season. So there is so much energy, so much symbolism around shedding the past, letting go, releasing. So we're clearing all of this space out so that, again, that higher power can really come in and say, okay, you've got all this new space, you've got all this opportunity, let me fill it. Let me give you this manifestation. Let me give you this opportunity, this possibility. So we can have two schools of thought here. We can approach eclipse season feeling very out of control, which we are, and side note, we are always out of control. If we want to go in that direction, we are always a bit out of control. And that's okay. It's okay to be uncomfortable. I think that's very important. And that's where the trust piece comes in. So you can take that on and say, I'm so out of control. I feel a bit helpless. I feel like anything could happen. And the fear can really kick in here. And that's important to listen to. And again, there are no right answers. You can feel this fear and you can ask it, what clues are you offering me? Why are you coming up? What are you telling me? Because fear is such a valuable tool in identifying blocks around growth, blocks around expansion. Because if fear wants us to stay the same, wants us to stay comfortable, we can learn a lot. If we're growing and fear is kicking up, that is such a valuable insight to say, oh, wow, I am on the right path here. Again, a lot of thoughts on this. So the fear, that's okay to feel into in this time. And a lot of people would slow down. They would move through this. They would quiet the mind. They would ground in their practices, which I highly recommend. And they would back off of manifestation, of any sort of deep work. This is the time to kind of flow through things and just let it be what it's going to be. I highly recommend that if that feels good to you, but I do encourage you to not give too much space to the fear, to let fear run the show, because those are different things. Slowing down, taking space, grounding, that is really important. But if you're doing that because you're terrified something's going to happen in this eclipse season, that the sun is never going to be returned to you, that it will be all darkness, we want to investigate that, and we really want to repair some of those limiting beliefs to support you in the future. So chaos can feel very scary, but it's also amazing to experience such movement, such change. Let's let things be a bit chaotic and see what happens, because movement is moving forward. So what I really want to get into in this talk, what I really want you to take away from this, is that it's okay to be a bit uncomfortable. It's okay to feel the fear and do something anyways. It's okay to let things be a bit messy and see what happens. We also are in this time of clearing and cleansing. So if you are letting go, if you are spring cleaning, if you are moving through this and you are grounding, you are slowing down, hopefully it doesn't feel messy. It feels like growth. It feels like change. It feels like possibility. And that's what I really want for you. There is another school of thought, and this is my own personal practice, that this is a powerful time for manifestation, because again, that co-creator is really coming through in this time, and that almost deepens my trust in the manifestation process. So this for me is a time of spiritual growth. It's a time of reflection. Yes, I'm slowing down. Yes, I'm getting into my meditation practices. Yes, I am doing the grounding work and moving through that, but I'm also manifesting, and I'm manifesting in a big way because I am collaborating more with that co-creator, with that higher power. So what that means for me is I am surrendering. I am letting go. I am clearing the space so that that opportunity does come to me. If you were to read the pages of my journal, it is a back and forth every single day saying, I really want this, but I do trust your opinion. I really would love to manifest this, but I trust in the unfolding. And that is kind of the journey for me. And the journey of this time is to remember that we don't get to know all of the details, and that is okay. And this natural unfolding is so important to us. What I like to focus on during eclipse season are the long game, long-term manifestations, the things that you have wanted for a very long time that maybe have not been received yet. You don't see them in the external. And I choose to focus on the longer term manifestations because I feel that this time lends itself to, again, the spring cleaning, to take inventory and say, why hasn't this manifestation manifested into my life yet? What is going on? Or why hasn't it appeared in the way that I thought it would? So we're almost taking inventory, again, is the what comes to mind, of what manifestations are still relevant, what feels good to you, what maybe has expired, what doesn't resonate with you anymore. Why do you want something? Do you want it because you've always wanted it, or does it still light you up? Does it still feel good? And once you kind of have that baseline, it's this rare and unique opportunity to say, okay, universe, or whatever resonates with you, I don't really know the steps or how to receive this. I've been holding space for it for however long. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to hand it over to you. I'm going to just surrender and let go and let the energy of this time really supercharge it and reveal itself to me. Having said that, there are a lot of articles, a lot of posts, a lot of information around this being a time where your manifestations get turned upside down, that you're going to actually attract the opposite, and all of these scare tactics that feel so daunting. And I think it's really important that we be careful with this because it is all energy. And in my personal opinion, I don't believe that when you put something out there in a certain span of 2 or 3 weeks, that window of time means everything is opposite. I don't believe that. And I think if you go into something feeling that way, something bad's going to happen to me, I'm going to manifest the opposite, this is the scariest time of year, everything is happening, you know, in the opposite direction, and I'm terrified, and this is a horrible time, you will likely manifest exactly that because you want to see that limiting belief be validated. So bad things probably will happen because you'll be looking for bad things to happen. But if you go into this as a time where you feel really connected to the higher power that you are co-creating with, and you say, I am so open to the unfolding, I surrender, I am letting go of this manifestation with love, I want you to take it from here, you are going to be looking for, again, confirmation, validation that your belief of this being such an expansive time is true. You will be looking for good things and you will find them, because when we look, we will find. So I think that that is a really special thing to keep in mind. It is all about our thoughts. It is all about our beliefs. As manifestation, again, is the process of co-creating your reality. Your reality is made up of matter. Everything is matter. And we create matter through energy, which energy is created through our thoughts. So again, it all backs up to your beliefs, to your thoughts and your opinions. So this is the time to also get clear on how you feel about eclipse season, how you feel moving into this time. Do you feel hopeful? Do you feel excited? Do you feel the endless possibilities, the infinite possibilities, or do you feel scared? And how can you neutralize this? How can you take this time and have it work for you in whatever way resonates with you? But I love this. I really love this because in my opinion, we have been building towards this moment for the last 2 years. I have talked to people, I have felt this intuitively, my own personal journey. And you may think, well, I don't know, 2 years, it may have been longer than that, or maybe I don't really feel that. But if you were to back up and look at yourself 2 years ago, I would bet that you are a very different person today. You have been healing, you have been working through so much over an extended period of time, but within the last 2 years, a lot has changed for you around your beliefs, around the belief in yourself, your willingness to expand. So this is what's exciting about this total solar eclipse, is we have this opportunity now to think about that growth, think about the healing, and fully detach from the old version of ourselves, meaning there is not a lot of pressure, a lot of negativity or triggering emotions when we reflect on that past version. It is just a chapter of life that we have now moved on from. This is such an up-leveling in your life because you take all of that wisdom, all of that growth, and it's within you now. It is a part of who you are. There's no going back. There's only going forward and only continuing on from here. Growing, 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 expanding more and more. I know that this is a lot of information and I'm kind of just downloading all of my thoughts on it, but I want you to feel the power that is here for you, that is available to you. And I want you to celebrate the last 2 years of your life and who you are today leading up to this eclipse. There is this kind of caterpillar to butterfly transition that's happening. And the butterfly is you. This is who you have become. This is really your time to fly and soar. And I believe this total solar eclipse has come into our lives at this time to give us that permission to change and to transform, that it's okay to really let yourself be who you are, be who you are meant to be. Having said that, I have this 4-day eclipse challenge that will be working with all of this. And I decided to lead an eclipse challenge because there is a lot of information out there. And this is the journey that I felt so called to lead people on, to share practices and to move into this and give you space to accept your butterfly moment. As cliche and cheesy as that may sound, it's true. It's time to kind of spread your wings and be who you are and be proud about it, not being in the closet of your spirituality and your manifestations and your dreams and downplaying it. This is the time to step into it with even more confidence and to take up space and to start to share with the world who you are, who you truly are. And I love that. I just love it. I am so passionate about all of us stepping into our own and saying, this is what I want, and this is what I believe in, and I do believe in the infinite possibilities. So I think this last 2 years has been one of inner reflection and growth and taking the steps and building your spirituality or whatever it may be, building that confidence in yourself, manifesting, learning how to manifest, expansion, kind of getting rid of some of those limiting beliefs, shaking out the limiting beliefs, creating new ones. But it's also been very insulated. It's been very much you doing the work. And now this is your time to shine and to show up in the world again as you were meant to be, as you are today. And that's what I mean by that caterpillar to butterfly. Maybe this whole 2-year chapter was one of the cocoon of doing the work within, and now it's time to expand even more and to take up space and be beautiful. Truly be beautiful is the takeaway here. Lot going on, a lot of thoughts here. Clearly, I would love for you to join my challenge, this 4-day eclipse challenge. It's available to all Wild Minds subscribers. Wild Minds is my own app, truly the love of my life outside of my husband and my beautiful daughter and family, but it is something that I take so seriously. I feel every practice I have infused with love and support, and it just means the world to me when I get to hold you there and really support you in an even deeper way. My energy is so infused into the app, and when we get to do 4 consistent days like that together, it just means that much more, and I feel your energy and I get to just be there for you. So I would love to go on that transformational journey with you, to hold you as a friend, as a guide, as a supporter, and a biggest fan of yours. And let's kind of take you out of the cocoon in a safe space and allow you to really learn how to spread your wings. And I also want to know what color you are and who you are, and just this beautiful expansion that you are going to be on, this new era of you, which is so exciting to me. It is so exciting to me. So if you are interested, please join. I would just love it, as you can tell. I'm also on Instagram at Molly Loves Mornings. It would be such a delight to connect with you there. I get to see the numbers here on the podcast, but it means the world to me when I actually get to connect with you and hear your story and just learn more about you and become friends, even though we're energetic friends. I would love to meet you. So please jump over there as well. Thank you for listening to this. Happy eclipse season. I'm saying happy eclipse season because I am sending you all of the joy during this time, and I hope you feel the magic. I really do. I hope you feel the magic because it's big and it's beautiful and it is so infinite, infinite possibilities. If you would like to join me now for our final closing, bringing the palms together in prayer position, because let's just close out this space and time together. May you be well, may you have the love and light of support around you, and may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. Thank you so much for listening. Again, the 4-day challenge, all of the details are in the show notes. I will see you there. Thank you for listening.